If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
You know, Vladimir Putin is going to a primary school and wants to explain to kids, you know, what's happening in Russia and whatever and whatever. So he goes, so basically sits in Moscow, there in one of the smoke. So he wants to show how strong the state is and how he takes care of citizens. And at the end, he says to the little students, he says to them, if they've got any questions, they must just ask. So the one says, he says, my name is Sasha, and I got two questions. So Putin says, yeah, so go for it. So he says, why is Russia attack the half island Krim? And the second question, why is Russia send some soldiers to Ukraine? So Putin started to say, good question. I'm very happy that you asked those questions. At that moment, the bell went off and all the kids went for the break. As they're coming back from the break, you know, we continue questions, and another student come up and says, my name is Misha, and I've got four questions for you. He says, why Russia attacked Krim? And the second question, why Russia sends soldiers to Ukraine? And the bell was 20 minutes earlier. And why, and where the hell is Sasha?
That's Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
So, yeah, I know we started with we started with Peter. He's going to sing for us the Eagles. Take it easy.
I got a record deal once, Roy. You know that.
Did you?
Yeah, in 1988. I had a record out.
Really?
Yeah, video games. I wrote it and produced it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, I never made another song since.
All right. Before we count Peter's success, I just want to say good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station. And this is Chai FM. Today is Wednesday. The time is 6 and 11 minutes. And the date is the 22nd of August in the year 2018 or 18. The Jewish day today is 11 of Elul 5778. My name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my porn star. So we're going to start from the left, and the first porn star is Sasha Star.
Hello.
Hello. Then we've got from the depths of Hyde Park, he comes to us a gentle giant, also known as our coin antique and memorabilia expert. His name is Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone. Nice being here again.
All right, then we've got our Swiss watch and diamond expert, Liel Rimon.
Well, he's far away from the microphone, but he's smiling.
He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Say hello to Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy. And tonight's a special night for me, so I'm very happy.
Are you happy?
I'm celebrating my 42nd anniversary, wedding anniversary. With my wife, Carla. We've been married 42 years.
So let's give
years.
A big round of applause to Carla.
Don't forget to give an award.
Carla, kavod,
I'll
Carla.
Give her a medal.
The medal, the truck of the medals are coming down the street right now to give to Carla. Yes? And tonight, Peter's going to give her a medal. All right.
All gold.
Not this, a medal. she's the lady that gives me the hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the depths of Kashin. And if you need any ring for any occasion, come to our office or talk to her or call her on 011-325-7777. Her name is Irene Bauer.
Hello, darling. And we're going to rip off Roy tonight.
You're going to rip off Roy?
Yes, I've got plenty to say about you.
All right. It's all good things, I hope. All good things, I hope.
Only good things,
Roy. Only good things. Only good things goes here. And last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. Say hi to Nicole.
And that's why you must come to 96 Cent and Drive just to experience it.
Just come to 96 Cent. So what we had? We had a song running here. What was the name? It was the Eagles. Take it easy. Why I put the Eagles Take It Easy and not our normal song is because Eagles, apparently this year been chosen, not been chosen, managed to get to number one selling records of all times.
The best selling record of
all times. It was held, I think, 13 or 14 years by Thriller of Michael Jackson, and this, now it's been taken over. So I love Eagles. I think Michael Jackson was a great performer, but tonight we're going to hear a lot about the Eagles.
Did you see the Eagles when they were here, Roy?
I saw Eagles in London.
Okay, some years ago.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, when I was still young. Yeah.
Still a young guy.
And happy.
Happy.
When I was very happy when I was young.
When he was a free bird.
You know the joke is that everybody said to me, you know, don't you want to get married? I said, no. They said, no, you have to. I said, why? He said, no, it's going to make you happy. Actually, people thought it's going to make you, Moshe is sitting up there, but I'm telling you, you can ask me, they said it's going to make you happier. Like you're happy now, you're going to be
happy. Look at the smile on his face, Rick. That should explain everything. Happy, he's got a big smile.
Who's that?
Moshe.
Moshe. Well, yeah, you look very happy, Moshe, I must say. So, happier. It will make you happier.
They used to say it will give you reason to live.
Moshe's got a great wife.
Moshe's got a great wife, I must say.
Fantastic
wife.
Your mommy.
Everybody deserves what he has.
Listen, that's why Carla is getting the medal today.
But Moshe's wife doesn't have such a great husband.
That's right. Lying, he's awesome.
He's just got a horrible husband, I must say. I know the guy for 30 years. I think he's the first guy I met in South Africa. He's a horrible person. Huh? Horrible person. I love him, but he's a horrible person.
He speaks very highly of you too. Right?
I know he does. There's still a document that I have to sign, Moshe. Yes. I need to sign you. You see, if I sign the document, what are you going to complain about? Let me tell. Let me see.
I do not complain.
Go on, Eric.
Listen, with the knowledge of today, I'm not sure we will get married. So why should we sign anything? Huh?
Not bad, Ethan. Not bad. So after we introduce everyone else, I just want to tell you not to forget to like us. I mean, like us or not, you like us, eh? Go to Facebook. You can see us as Porn Stars on 101.9, on Facebook, or you can follow us on Instagram as Roy Peretz. Just now we're gonna have a new Instagram account, but in the meantime, follow me as Roy Peretz. You'll find all the, video clips of the show. You'll see, it's actually quite nice. I must say it's quite nice. And, if I can say so myself, it is nice and funny because all those donuts, I can't believe you people laughing at me. You mustn't laugh at me. You must laugh, but not at me.
With me.
He doesn't.
We're laughing with you.
No, he doesn't. He has to compliment him. He's doing it all by himself.
You see? Somebody must give me a compliment. My wife doesn't, so at least you.
Liar.
She does.
Your pants is on fire.
All right. If you're listening from all over the world, it's very simple. Just go to www.chaifm.com. That's chaifm.com. And you can go to podcast if you miss the show. On the Wednesday, you're going to find us, Porn Stars Unplugged, and you'll see all the shows. So you can listen to us and you'll really laugh away.
And today we're actually photographing you with the equipment so people will see you operate.
We'll
follow you not to press on buttons.
Two hellos. Yeah, go for it.
Again from Canada, my auntie Nadette.
Oh, from Canada.
Again.
Yeah.
And then from New Zealand, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Yes.
Rebecca.
Oh, and Angelique and Scar. Hello.
All right.
Tell me, do they actually listen to the show?
Yes.
They do.
Yes.
Okay, tell them to send you a little message to say we've heard you, that we're happy with it. Okay.
If they're not happy, I don't care. So listen. All right.
People happy, Roy.
Yes. Do I?
You do make lots of people happy.
Thank you. It makes me happy
make
saying that.
Laugh.
Let me, I'm just going to talk some stuff about women. Some women won't be happy. You know, let me put you in a scenario, guys. So, you know, take it easy. Take it easy. It's nice because it's, you have to take it easy. Why I'm saying take it easy? I didn't take it that easy. I was sitting on a plane on my way back from Cape Town, and Irene will tell you what happened before, but she's going to tell you later what happened before. But first of all, I was sitting on my way back from Cape Town, and it's sitting next to me this huge woman, big woman.
Excess.
Yeah.
And you're not
Excess
talking
luggage.
About your wife.
No, my wife said, do you want me to replace her with the other side? I said, no, you know what, let me suffer by myself like I do in my life. I'm used to suffer, so it's going to be like very simple. So all right. So there was a huge woman sitting next to me on the plane, and I felt like a chips. I don't know how to describe it.
You felt like chips.
Like a chips, you know, like a chippy. One chip, you know, the McDonald's chips. One chip.
Yeah, it felt like in a squeegee.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
you're between a rock and a hard place.
She was, let me tell you, so she sat in the seat. I was scared when she work, when she go up. I thought she was going to take the seat with her. It was so bad.
She could have if she was strapped in.
I promise you, she was big. So anyway, and she said to me, there's a system. You're actually supposed to take photos and send it to the airline, and they're supposed to give me some sort of a
discount.
What is
That's
it?
What a family member of mine has done. He secretly took photos of the person sitting next to him to show that he couldn't even move or breathe.
What do you mean breathe? Breathing
and
was like
that they
got
gave
what?
Him
a luxury,
for his next flight. It's happened three times. He got three flights for free.
I think he organized the person sitting next to him, if you ask me.
Well, he's also a frequent flyer, so he's up there.
Okay.
So
let me tell you.
Perhaps he just keeps sending the same photos.
It's not bad. It's another good idea.
He photoshopped the person.
I wanted to take photos. My wife says, it's not nice. But let me, that's what takes me back to you know, I was asked by my wife, not to be patronizing or sexist or anything like that, which I normally not. I'm not sexist or patronizing.
Listen, this program is all about the truth, so please.
The truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
You don't believe in God.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
That's not true.
I do believe. So anyway, I've got, you know, I was working, you know, when you talk about women, they immediately get, can't say that about us. They get like, you know, women can't take it when you're honest to them. They can't take it. You know, and I sought out, you know, I was thinking so hard about it. I sought out why women, I know why women don't mind sometimes when I talk, because normally when I talk about, they don't mind, you know, when I was laughing at women and say bad things about women and say about women, wives and stuff like this. Why they don't mind? Because they think about shoes. I think.
They think about shoes.
Yeah, they think about shoes. When you talk to your wife and you see her eyes go blurry like, they basically think about shoes.
Okay, if you say so.
The mind go empty and they go shoes. Don't you think? Look at that.
I think Irene's got something to say about that.
No, hold on a second.
She's done a whole bloody research.
Well, I've done a research.
Oh.
I've done a research and was looking deep into my mind. And Sasha can tell you.
So you've actually got a brain.
Auntie talking about shoes now. Yeah, here you go. She's laughing. She's thinking about truth. So, let me.
I'm working, right?
Okay. You're working.
Yes.
Not about finding stuff on me. Because Irene's got enough. So, what happened was like this with the shoes. You know why woman has so many shoes?
No.
Okay. One of you maybe can say why woman got so many shoes?
So, we can walk all over you.
Yay!
No. Okay, that's another reason, I must say.
What do you think? Nancy Sinatra?
No.
Because I've got a lot of soul.
No. Women, no, listen, guys, I'm not being sexist, but women women has so many shoes because they stand on their feet for a long time, am I right? I'm telling you, women stand on their feet for a long time.
No, because they have to run around for you.
They walk around the whole time, around the shops. Looking for shoes.
Shopping.
shopping for shoes. That's why you need shoes. I'm telling you. So.
You thought about this all by your own self.
I was thinking about it while I was sitting next to this woman. She was strangling me. And so guys, I don't know what to say. So anyway, now it's funny, but it wasn't funny for 2 hours and 10 minutes of a flight. So, anyway.
Was it the worst 2 hours and 10 minutes you've had this year, Roy?
Give it some thought. No.
You've had worse situations you've been in.
Yes, I was. Yeah, I must say. But okay, let's carry on. So, and I don't understand why even people go so much to Cape Town. Let's count. Cape Town is not that great. First of all, Cape Town. You know what? We actually can talk about Cape Town later. We're gonna listen to a nice song. And afterwards, we're going to go to
the movies.
Then I'm going to talk about Cape Town. Because today, I'm telling you guys, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to talk sense. Believe it or not, today I'm going to talk sense. But,
sorry, nonsense.
Yeah, baby.
You know what? I've got something special that I don't know too many people that don't like this song. So guys, Hotel California, only for you. Quiet.
must have quiet on the set.
Their movie reviews with Peter Felper. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Roy.
So?
Four good movies coming out this week.
Cuatro, sí.
Cuatro. Yeah, the first one I think is The Equalizers 2. This is a follow-up to The Equalizers 1. The Equalizer is Denzel Washington's big movie because he is the main star. I mean, those who enjoyed Denzel Washington's slick performance may be a little disappointed. Antoine Fuqua's production taps into the same theme. If you exploit the innocent, harm the oppressed.
Before we do that, I just want to mention to the listeners that we got another competition going now. You're going to earn two movie tickets, and I promise you, it's really great to go to a new metro and just give them your code and get to see a beautiful movie. Just listen to what Peter has to say, and remember, because we're going to ask you a question afterwards, contact us on 34519. That's our SMS line. It will cost you $1.50. Or 061, what is it?
061-895-1019. That's a telegram, and the SMS number is 34519. 34519.
Let's carry on.
And I'm talking about The Equalizer 2. I was a little disappointed because there was nothing really new. We knew not what Denzel Washington was going to do. There's a whole area where they develop a new theme which they're trying to get across. And this is the American ops, and they have something going on. We don't know what's going on, but there's something going on. And Denzel Washington's character, Robert McCall, has to find out. And it starts where he's doing his normal thing. He gets involved with a whole group of Turks on a train, and he shows them who he is. And then he finds out there's a group of drug addicts who are trying to woo one of his neighbor's sons into the drug dealing business, and he deals with them. So we know what The Equalizer does. But I found that there's a lot of action, and there's a lot of things happening. And if you enjoy this sort of movie, I'm sure you'll enjoy Washington's performance, because he goes through it as if he's telegraphing what he's doing, because I don't think he's that involved, because he knows what is happening, and he doesn't stretch his abilities as an actor. And that's what I thought he needed. So he went through the motions, and to me, that wasn't quite what I was expecting. The second movie is called The Wife.
Is it better than the first one?
No,
or is it in any way?
I didn't think it was better than the first. I thought the first was original, it was inspiring. This one's tiring and uninteresting, I must say.
Okay.
Because once he's done what he's had to do, the story gets, it's unclear, the mission, what he's trying to do. The second movie is The Wife. I think it's a brilliant movie. It's an art house movie. It's with Glenn Close, who hasn't done too many movies lately, with her.
Fatal Attraction.
Oh, yeah, that was quite a while ago, Roy. And then she plays opposite Jonathan Pryce, who's a very big English actor, mostly doing stage work, so he doesn't do too many movies. And he's been nominated. He's a famous writer in America, and he's been nominated for a Nobel Prize for Literature. And they go to Stockholm to receive the prize. And it's what their relationship, what happens, the prize is the focus. But things develop. Their relationship comes to a head because there are secrets about the prize. There are secrets about his writing. And it's one of the best acted movies, well crafted, a very good script. So I would highly recommend The Wife. And this is going to be probably at the Art House movies. Then we got a lovely movie called The Crazy Rich Asians. This is like a fish out of water. It's a New York, Chinese New York guy, played by Henry Golding, who falls in love with this beautiful Chinese girl, and he decides he's going to take her to meet his family in Singapore. And he's attending a friend's wedding, so he takes her along, and it's beautifully photographed in Singapore, all the rituals and all the different things. The colors are amazing, the music's amazing, and it's a comedy. It's this poor girl who's exposed to this highfalutin family. They're all very, very wealthy. I mean, this guy's family own half of Malaysia, and she didn't know he was so wealthy until she actually got there and found out that all these ex-girlfriends, they were being very catty to her because they thought they'd hook him. And she arrives. She's a very simple, very plain, you know, she doesn't expect too much, but she loves the guy, and she's not interested in his wealth or anything. And it's great. It's a great comedy, and it's well acted. It's an all-Asian cast written by an Asian from the book by Kenny Kwan, who wrote a best-selling book about you know, this family. So I must say I enjoy that tremendously. Then there's a book aimed, I think, at a younger generation called Axel. It's a futuristic movie about a robotic dog that's been created by the government to replace soldiers in war. And this dog, it's all computerized. And this dog breaks out of its special area where they're training it. You know, they're giving it food through mental and through tapes and whatnot. He's not a real dog, obviously. And he breaks out and he gets lost. And this young guy, who's a biker, discovers the dog. And they bring up a friendship. It's a boy and a dog friendship. It's very interesting. It's not the greatest movie I've seen. It relies a lot on CGI because of this dog. It's a huge, massive dog. And it growls and it does strange things. But this guy...
But does it look like a dog?
Like, yes, it looks like a big, like a huge... It's a robot, but it looks like a huge mastiff. You know, these big mastiff dogs.
Sure, I
know.
I had one, yeah.
Oh, boy, let me tell you. And then, so we had the Equalizers 2. We had The Wife, Axel... and Crazy Rich Asians. My question to our listeners is, who plays the lead role in The Equalizers 2? So please send us your response, and you can telegram us on 061-895-1019, or SMS number to 34519.
We're waiting for you. Thank you so much, Peter. And I know you're rushing to another nice movie.
Yeah, I'm going to
see, movie.
I'm
nice
see The
movie.
Black Klansman tonight.
All
it's
right.
A special media preview. It's Spike Lee's highly acclaimed movie, so I'm going to see that, and we'll discuss that next week when it opens.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Thanks, Roy. Take care.
Cheers.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
There's a circus, and the manager of the circus needs a new trainer for the lion. The lion, the other one, is advertising for a post as a lion trainer, and he gets two people arrive. Very nice people. The one is a 70-year-old man, and the other one is a beautiful bomb. I think a blonde bombshell. So those two arrive and really is really impressed. You know, they come with a whip and a stick, you know, the trainer stick. And he's been very impressed. He wants now them to show them how good they are training a lion. So he says, who wants to go first? The lady says, I want to go first. So as she goes into the cage, start taking off the clothes. The lion walks around her, licks her here, licks her there.
Licks her everywhere.
Licks her everywhere. So the manager looks at the old man and says to him, the 7-year-old guy, and looks at him and says, can you better that? He says, you know what? If you take the lion out, yes.
His daughter asking her mom, mommy, does angel can fly? So the mother said, of course, my sweetheart, angel can fly. Said, so when is our nanny going to fly? Because daddy call her all the time angel. So mommy said, don't worry, tomorrow and far away.
Yes, Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
This is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz. Thank you for staying with us. The name is, like you say, like it's Roy Peretz. And we're here with the Pawn Stars Unplugged. You're listening to Hi FM, your favorite station. And we're just going to... What time is now? 18:43.
You still owe us the stories about Cape Town. So
yeah, all right. Let's start about Cape Town. So let me tell you something about Cape Town that I just feel, and I really do feel, I feel that, you know, people are over... Cape Town is overrated. I mean, you go to Cape Town, it's really a beautiful city, I must say. It's a beautiful city. They don't have a lot of potholes. they don't. They really don't have a lot of potholes. It's quite clean. And you've got this strange, idiotic feeling that when you walk on the promenade, you feel very safe. But there's more people stabbed in Cape Town than anywhere else in the country. Killed in Cape Town than anywhere else in the country. Basically, Cape Town has been the murder capital, or you call it the Western Cape, is the murder capital of South Africa, whether you like it or not. According to statistics say like this. Let me say, first of all, we've got the leading area is, the number one area is Nyanga. Nyanga is the murder capital with 281 murders being recorded last year, in the year, till March. This is up, but it's only up by two cases, but two cases of 281.
That's an average.
These are the known ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an average day in Joburg, at least.
No. Joburg is like a Hilbra. Let me tell you, Hilbra,
yes.
If you want to know, Hilbra, 16.3% decrease in reported murders, believe it or not. So it's got only
103. They're too scared to report it.
Maybe. It's got 103 killings were recorded. It's dropped by 14 to 89 killings. This is amazing. So we're actually dropping in Joburg, the killings. So, and Cape Town, as much as people think, it is the murder capital of South Africa. And, if you look at it properly, what do they have really in Cape Town? They've got cold water in the sea. They've got beautiful beaches, but with cold water, you can't put your feet in the water. You can't step on the sand. It's so cold. And, what more can I say? Expensive restaurants.
Very.
Very expensive restaurant. I mean, comparing to Johannesburg, definitely very expensive restaurants. And, the mountain.
No, you got more to Cape Town than that. And you know that you...
I don't know.
You're going around there.
Not impressed. But, I mean, let me tell you, Joburg is bad, but not that bad. And, I don't know why people are swarming into Cape Town.
Where do you think tourists go?
In Cape Town. They go to the vineyards. The vineyards are beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
And for the mountain, one of the seven wonders of the world.
Yeah. Well, with all the respect to the mountain, I think that when you drink enough and you go to the vineyards, they drink nicely, the mountain looks so nice. Me, myself, coming from Tel Aviv, I would take the mountain out because it disturbed the sea, looking at the sea. I promise you. I would have.
If he's on the wine route, then the mountains deserve to see the sea.
No, I
wouldn't. I love the mountains, especially Table Mountain. It's just an amazing place. But anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, that's more or less what I've got to say about Cape Town. I'm not impressed, especially this lady that was sitting with me in the airport. So if you got anything to suggest, So guys, don't forget, we've got another ticket to give, and that. Guys, call in 34519
or Telegram 061-895-1019.
Yeah, here you go.
And I really need to say how your trip to Cape Town started.
So guys, don't really pay attention to what you have to say, because it's not all true and nothing but the truth.
Let's give a chance first.
In this case, you will not say wrong.
Yeah, all right, go for it. So what happened?
This is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Okay.
Firstly, how would you like to book a ticket online, really cheap, then pay double for the ticket?
Yeah, okay. That's
no interruption from you. Okay, first of all, book your ticket online, pay a really good price, then go to the airport, go to the counter and hand your tickets over. Guess what? You're at the wrong airport.
No.
But
you must start at the beginning. If you want to say something, you have to start at the beginning. The beginning was like this. So we had a long weekend, and my wife said, why won't we go visit our son Eric in Cape Town? And I said, yes, for sure. So she went and said, please book for this long weekend. So I was booking, and I sent her the confirmation. She looked at it. And she says, you did it. Why did you book for a week later? I said, what do you mean? So first of all, I booked for a week later. That was the first time part of the story.
Yes.
I booked for a week later. So she caught it. And my son said, oh, daddy, why you? Anyway, he made a plan for a week later, which actually came right because the weather was better. But
see,
anyway.
I told you.
Yeah, but it's, no, was actually, wasn't better, wasn't as bad.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. That was the first time. The second time, and we go, we arrive, we leave early work, and I arrive nicely. I park my car in a long parking day in...
Which airport?
OR Tambo.
Okay.
I go to OR Tambo airport, I put the suitcase, I say, I am here to book. Says, sir,
and in how long was
you
the
came
parking?
On time to the wrong airport, huh?
Yeah.
The parking? Yeah. Which parking?
The parking is fixed amount. No, you have to pay.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's a mistake too.
Hold on a second.
Two mistakes.
Hold on a second.
So far.
So listen to this. So, and I'm telling the story because I don't want other people to make the same mistake as I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what when it says HLU, it's Nigeria.
Are you trying to butter everybody up?
Anyway. So you must listen. Yeah, I have to tell about my experience, so other people will remember and not do the same thing.
Just face it, you made a mistake.
I'm a huge mistake. But anyway, I'm coming to the airport. They say, sir, you're not in this airport. You're in the wrong airport. So what? So yes, the wrong airport. So yeah, and I already parked my car. They said, all right, let me change both tickets. So yeah, but you have to pay like four times as much. So hold on a second. So let me just, anyway, so I bought a new ticket and I said, all right, I'm going to take my car. I'm going to fly tomorrow. So I take my car out and I was parked for about 15 minutes. I paid $360 for 15 minutes.
Yeah. It's called, it's called the most expensive 15 minutes. It's equal to 4 days.
I promise you. So $360. All right. Then, then nothing happened. Then it was all right. From then onwards, it's
fine. Then you went to the correct airport. Yeah, but you see how much you've spent on the ticket?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so?
I'm an idiot.
Yes.
So what? What's new?
What's new is that it's 6:51 and we need some jokes and
You know, whoever's looking, whoever's looking for jokes, we've got Eitan here with some jokes and Leah some jokes.
Let me tell you, to all these people that it's happened to them, don't be sad when a bird is pooping on your head.
Why?
Because be happy, dogs can fly.
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you something about that. I had a partner. You remember my partner?
Yeah.
So I had a partner. He used to love opening his sunroof. No jokes. It's true story. True story.
Are you going to tell name of the bird?
Yes, Hadida.
Hadida.
Hadida is like a, it's like a flying dog.
Yeah, like a flying horse.
Let me tell you, this thing can poop like a champion.
It fills half of the car.
and it's not a small car. It's this car, one of these huge mergs that don't finish.
It pooped from the bonnet till the boot, but in the middle where the sunroof was open, let
most
me tell you.
Listen, Roy, you know how do you make a horse drink?
A horse drink?
Yeah. Yes. You put him in a blender.
That's wrong.
You know, a man fetched the child from school, arrived home, he's telling to his wife, listen, I don't know what's wrong with him. He doesn't stop crying and shouting and crying. And said, yeah, if you will give him a chance to explain, this is not our Theodore.
You know, yesterday I went to gym. And I saw this crazy guy put water in the Pringles holder in the machine there. You know, I don't understand what he did there for.
Some people, I'm telling you.
You know,
in the USA there are more Chinese restaurants than all the McDonald's, KFCs, Burger Kings, and Wendy's put together. Do you know that?
Yes. Yeah,
I'm into facts today, but
everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's going like this, mommy, how come I'm not getting my period? I mean, I'm already 19.
I think because you're a man, Eitan. No, carry on.
Yeah?
Well, you killed it.
No, go for it. Oh, yeah.
Done.
All right. Did I kill it?
So I got a new dog, right?
Oh, do you?
Yeah, last week I got a new dog, a little Pekingese, very, very cute. I call him 10K. Yeah, now everybody asked me. I said, I'm walking 10 Ks a day.
Every day.
A camel is meeting an elephant. So the elephant, you know, in a jockey way, laughing on the elephant, said, how come you have two boobs on your back? So the elephant, the camel looked on him and said, with a face like you, I will shut up, huh?
So we're talking about animals. So what, Eitan, what do you call a gorilla with earplugs?
Don't know.
Okay, you can call him anything you want. He can't hear you.
Oh, that's good.
You know, listen, let me tell you some clever things. Yeah. There are approximately 100,000 hairs on every human's head. How many Eitan's head?
Definitely not that.
You're not an average human, eh?
I didn't claim to be a human.
Rod, what would you call a gay dinosaur?
Give me a clue. I don't know.
I can't give you a clue on this one. But I give you the answer.
Yeah.
Megasaurus.
Megasaurus.
You know when you crossbreed a shark and a cow, you know what you get?
What?
I don't have any idea, but I wouldn't milk it. Huh? That's
but one.
In 2001, listen to this. This is a true story. In 2001, 7-foot bull shark bit off a boy's arm. His uncle not only saved the boy, but dived in after the shark, wrestled the shark to shore, shot the shark on shore, opened his stomach, took the arm. It was sewn in hospital. Do you know that?
That's true. I'm telling you, true story.
Wait, what was it?
Okay, a girl goes to her boyfriend and says, "I've got a feeling that you're having an affair on me and you're cheating on me." And he says to her, "Now stop it, you're beginning to sound like my wife."
That's a good one.
You know, when my wife starts to sing, immediately I drop everything. I run outside to the front lawn. Okay, start to do something in the garden so the neighbor will not call on domestic violence or something.
You know, Roy, last week, after we got a dog, so I took my my wife to a dog show. Yeah, she came third. Eh?
You know, yesterday I got a photo from the speed camera. Well, I returned it. It was too expensive and blur. I'm not getting this kind of quality.
Yeah, it's a good one. Tell me, what do you get if you put human DNA into a monkey?
Hey, you're treading on a very thin line here, you know.
Well, you get banned from the zoo for life.
Let me tell you, yeah. Every year, 11,000 injuries reported in America as a result of sexual experimentation. So 11,000 injuries.
11,000
injuries.
Yeah.
Reported in America as a result of sexual experimentation.
I think I'm going to America to open
experiment.
A course. No, I want to teach them.
Yeah. Two friends are playing golf in one of the golf courses.
Yeah.
And suddenly there is this line of car, a funeral outside of the fence, yeah, by the street. And in the middle of a swing, the man stops and bows his head down, close his eyes and keep his silence. And as they pass, wake up, come to do a shot. His friend is telling him, what can I say? It was so emotional to see you. Such a wonderful man. It's like unbelievable. He said, Eish, what can I say? I was married to her for 35 years.
Good one, Ethan, good one. That must be, you know, our ears and nose never stop growing. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You know that?
Well, I look on our profile, I can see. It's actually growing in front of
this is
of
bloody
me.
Terrible.
It's either this or the eyes are not seeing so well.
I don't know, it's bloody terrible. Why the nose and the ears? Yeah. Oh, we need to listen better?
You remember when we were small, the parents used to say, don't worry, the head will grow, the ears will shrink.
No, don't worry, that will grow into those ears.
They didn't tell you, you get to age in life, the head stops and the ears keep on going.
That's what Dumbo's mother used to tell him all the time, but it didn't work.
Your head will grow into those ears. Uh-huh. Now listen, you're not the Bulgarian. I mean, you were married to one. What can I do?
Still.
Yeah. But the Bulgarians nod when they want to say no.
Yes, I know.
They do like this. Yes. And they want to say yes, they shake their hands when they want to say yes. Believe it or not,
the other way around.
Yeah.
They do a lot of things the other way around. We both know
do
that.
Do they? Baby.
You know, when
not
we
like
get
that,
in,
right? We wish.
Yeah. When we get into these robots and this, I must say, I can't stand these homeless people coming with this cup, shaking it with all the coins inside. They're rubbing in that they have more money than me.
You know what? When you look at those homeless people, I don't think they're homeless anyway. They come with a, now they've got a new system, a plastic bag. They come with a plastic bag. Like if I've got dirty in my car, I have to give them.
Yeah, you take your rubbish. He's doing you a favor.
Is it? With a plastic bag?
I don't know.
Every day with something new. You know what happened? When they come, I went with my bicycle. And you know, sometimes when you're in your car, you close the window, you don't worry about the guy. But when you're with the bicycle, the guy comes to you and says, what do you do? What do you tell him? Sorry. He steps into your space immediately and won't give me money. You know, every kind of milk is breast milk. Do you know that?
Is
breast milk. Every kind of milk.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know any other milk?
Hmm?
Do you know any other milk?
Yes, I do.
Coconut.
Almond milk.
No.
What?
All right. They call it milk, but it's not milk.
Yeah, okay. It's not really.
Yeah.
It's juice from the nuts.
Yeah.
Listen, I had a nice joke about milk. But you heard what he just said?
No, I don't.
Okay. I had a nice joke it's about so milk, right. But you said I can't say it.
I didn't say anything bad, guys. Come on.
Die.
Juice from the nuts,
so, Eitan? Yes.
The time is now 18:59, which is 6:59. And we're going to say our goodbyes to you.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Don't forget, it's a date with me and Leo. 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Goodbye to all of
Goodbye,
you.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Have a safe, relaxing evening.
Goodbye, everybody. I'm rushing.
Bye, darling.
Where are you rushing?
For dinner.
Dinner?
She's rushing.
You are the best.
Cheers, guys. Have a nice evening, guys.